Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
This is Maroon Confidential.
Yeah, Maroon Confidential.
Just before you start, Anthony, can I just say this segment is going gangbusters.
It is, mate.
Everywhere I go, people ask me, hey, that Maroon Confidential, is that fair? I'll say 100%. It's fair dinkum. He spends all his week speaking to people in and around the game and hitting the phones and bumping people out and about, and it really has taken off.
Well, I've only got to drive down Redfern Street, past the park there, past the in-laws' house, up to the coffee shops. And, mate, people are throwing gossip at me, throwing it at me. So let me just get underway with this one. Cronulla Shark fans, Maroon Confidential has heard that perhaps, I'm just going to say this, Sharks and Craig Bellamy.
What?
I mean, you're hearing Sharks and Craig Fitzgibbon, Sharks and Cam Seraldo, Sharks and Craig Bellamy. Is there anything in that? I mean, you want to get the best if he's available.
Yeah, it's the first time I've heard it, I've got to say. So I'll tell you what, that's hot off the press, Maroon Confidential. Look, I know before St. George Illawarra went and signed Anthony Griffin, I think they drew up a wish list, and on top of it was Craig Bellamy. And so I think they might have bumped him. So it wouldn't stun me if they had the power brokers at Cronulla had in some way drawn up a list that perhaps had Craig Bellamy's name on it. But perhaps the other couple of blokes you mentioned there, Craig Fitzgibbon and Cameron Seraldo, they might be a little bit more realistic.
Well, I'm just saying what I hear in Maroon Confidential. So if you hear any more, if you spot Craig Bellamy in at North, he's there having a chicken schnitzel with some of them, you'll know that you heard it first on Maroon Confidential. The other thing is Ryan Girdler, our very own Ryan Girdler.
Where have you seen?
Well, he has been spotted in Manly after a night out in a bus shelter eating a margarita pizza at sometime between 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, still taking selfies with people. So if anyone's got a selfie of Ryan with a pizza in the bus stop at Manly, please let us know. Doesn't it sounds out of character for Ryan,
that
doesn't it?
That sounds very out of character, yeah. Firstly, I would have thought, no, he wouldn't be up and about that early in the morning.
No, but he was
going to work, right? Mm. I don't think he'd be up and about that early, that late, whatever you want to call it. And I reckon he'd be more of a late night lamb sandwich man, wouldn't he, as opposed to a margarita pizza? They are hard to beat.
He's more of a I'll wait till I get home and have some sort of a quinoa chicken salad or something. That's what shocked me. An acai bowl, not a pizza. What else is going on in Maroons Confidential? Our very own Freddie Fittler, coach of the New South Wales Blues Origin side, spotted in Kurrajong Heights bidding on a fibre alpaca. Now, I've done my research on a fibre alpaca, and I believe they are the finest alpaca you can get. They sell somewhere between $1,500 and $5,000. As you know, Freddie's moved into the alpaca area, and it's getting him so busy that it might even take him away from the great game.
Is he an alpaca man or a llama man, though?
Well, what's the difference?
We'll have to ask him.
It's crocodiles, because, alligators, isn't it?
We'll have to ask him, because there is a distinct difference. I think llamas have
three toes, teeth
on the top and on the bottom, right? So when they eat the grass, they mow it all at an even consistent tempo, right?
Yeah.
Whereas if you get the alpacas, I think they've only got one row, so they sort of chop the turf up a bit rougher.
Yeah,
cuts up a bit rougher, from what I've heard.
Freddie, or if anyone knows anything about alpacas and llamas, if you could ring in 133353 and sort that one out for us. But yeah, Freddie Fittler spotted buying alpacas in Kurrajong Heights. It may have been llamas.
Wow, this segment, I'm telling you, it knows no bounds.
Now,
it is flying.
The other one.
What else have we got?
I did promise you one from Port Macquarie.
Oh, yes.
Now, the Settlers Hotel in Port Macquarie.
Settlers Inn.
The pub that.
This is the pub
made of
that
ours
you
owns.
Promised to do that infamous Roosters cheerleader jig on. And then, of course, like all of your other bets that you've ever made that are foolish and imbecilic, you did the pirouette, backflip,
firstly,
triple pike, out
firstly, off. Get your facts right. It wasn't that pub. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is this is Alistair Flower, a friend of yours and friend of mine.
Good mate of the programs.
Who owns the Sets up there through the last weekend. They had some Rabbitohs old boys up there. They were up there playing golf. The likes of the great Gary Hambly, Birdman, who now lives in Port Macquarie and runs a motel. If you're ever up there, go and see Gary's. Other notables that were there included Nails Rampling, the great Rossi Harrington. The list goes on and on. After golf.
It's an all-star cast.
It was an all-star cast of drinkers. After golf, they all go back to the sets, Settlers Hotel.
All up the Settlers, yeah.
They fire up the karaoke. Who should be there? None other than the great Shannon Donato.
Oh!
Jumps up on stage, hooks into a little bit of Elton John.
Does he?
Piano. What's that one? Crocodile Rock.
Oh, yeah, great song.
Then he does I'm Still Standing. He's got the mature age women of the Settlers Hotel just absolutely roaring at him.
In raptures.
And so they behave themselves, Rabbitohs, as you would understand. That's Maroons Confidential for this week.
Great ambassadors for the game, those blokes. Ambassadors for the game. And good pub, the Settlers Inn, if you're up there around Port Macquarie. Yeah. Mm. Drop in, have a schooner, have a schnitzel. Great venue.
Chili chicken wings.
Yes.
Couple of cold ones.
Probably not a bad joint for Super Bowl.
It's a long way to go.
If you're holidaying up there, if you're still on holidays, it'd be nice to still be on holidays, Maroon.
Yeah, Alistair up there, who you went to school with.
Yes, great bloke.
Says that when he played football with you as teenagers, and he said you were a fair dinkum, quote unquote, a turnstile. He said you're a turnstile.
He probably got that right. Mm. Yeah, I would have said blancmange, but he might have got that right.
Anyway, no more Maroon Confidential till next week. I'll be out and about. If you see me out and about, you'll know I'm out there looking for information. If you see me at Redfern Street or lurking around East Gardens, down at Coogee Beach, you'll know I'm getting the information.
Little Kongwong, especially for people that are down at Little Kongwong, you'll know him. He's down there on a regular basis. He's the chap who flies the drone around. That's Maroon. Go and say hello. Go and bump him, whatever you need to do, and give him a little bit of information along the way.
See you next week.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.